On the way home. When Lucy turned 9 years old, her parents decided that it was time for her to go to school on her own.
Lucy, now you're a big girl. I think we can try to let you walk to and back from school by yourself,
said Lucy's dad.
Remember to follow the traffic rules. Don't run a red light,
said Mom.
Don't play on the roads, watch out for cars, and don't talk to strangers.
I'll be fine, Mom.
Lucy interrupted her mom. The next morning, Lucy woke up early to get ready. Just thinking she was about to go to school on her own made her have butterflies in her stomach. At the breakfast table, Mom smiled at her and said,
You remember the route, don't you, honey? Go toward the church and then turn right when you see Macy's Bakery. Cross the big park and you'll see your school on the other side of the street. Just in case you get lost, I've put a map in your backpack.
After that, Mom kissed Lucy on the forehead and waved her goodbye. Lucy's school was not close, but still in walking distance. Lucy was a bit nervous at the beginning, but then she started to enjoy the walk. She noticed at least two kinds of birds that she had never seen before, and bumped into two classmates, who also went to school on their own. They chatted their way to school and promised each other that they'd go to school together again the next day. The day had passed fast, and it was time to go home. The school bell rang, and the students started to leave. Lucy's dad used to pick her up at the main entrance, but today, Lucy had to count on herself.
It's going to rain heavily. If only Daddy can come and pick me up.
Lucy looked up at the fast-moving low, dark clouds across the sky and sighed. Lucy didn't bring an umbrella with her, so she decided to walk home on a different route to avoid the rain.
I remember Mommy took this way home last time after visiting Aunt Sophie. I think I can find my way out,
Lucy thought to herself. Off she went. The route seemed to be longer than she expected. What was worse, Lucy realized she kept going around in circles. Just when Lucy was about to cry, a man in a black hat, a big black raincoat, and an enormous black umbrella approached her quickly.
Hey! Hey!
The man called to Lucy and reached out to grab her arm.
Help!
Lucy was so frightened and started to scream her head off.
Hey, honey! It's me!
The man took off his hat and put the umbrella above Lucy.
Daddy! Why are you here?
Lucy held him tight and asked.
Your mom and I were worried that you'd get lost because of the rain. So we took different directions, hoping one of us would bump into you,
explained Dad.
I was so worried that you were a mob or a wizard of the sort,
Lucy sobbed.
There, there.
Dad patted Lucy on her shoulder.
Let's go home and dry you up first. Mom and I will walk with you this weekend until you know this neighborhood like the back of your hand.
Laughed Dad.
That'll be a bit too much, Dad.
Lucy laughed too.
Interrupt.
Tim doesn't like his girlfriend always interrupting him while he is talking.
The transport is always interrupted during the war. Route.
Are you familiar with all the routes directing to the school?
The big company even has its own route for shipping.
Heavily.
Please take care of my cats and try to stay home when it rains heavily as much as possible, Alice said to her roommate before she went out.
Mr. Thompson informed his children heavily that their dog got cancer.
Enormous.
The new neighbor is going to build an enormous house on the main street.
Eric likes to travel the world to see all kinds of enormous architecture.
Approach.
Jerry ran away immediately when he saw a dog approaching him.
There must be a better approach to solve the problem. Please try again.
Do you remember the rules to follow?
Sure. Don't run a red light, don't play on the roads, and watch out for cars. Well, just remember some of them.
Take it easy. I'll behave. Fine. I'll do whatever they tell me to do. Would you like to go to school together again the next day?
Yes, I'd love to. See you at 6:30, okay? I would like to, but my brother will drive me to school tomorrow. Maybe next time?
Sorry, there won't be next time because my parents don't allow me to do that again. Yes, I'll definitely go to school with you no matter what happens. If we're going to have a field trip, whom do you think we can count on in the class?
No one but me, for sure. You are good at organizing things, aren't you? You are absolutely the one we can count on.
I think the Browns are always enthusiastic. We can count on the sisters. I don't think we can count on anyone but me. What are you worried about exactly?
It's going to rain this afternoon, and I don't have an umbrella today.
I am not well prepared for my exam tomorrow. There is no time for preparing the Saturday party.
My little sister doesn't like the birthday present I made for her.